This year marks the bicentenary of the birth of George Boole, one of the leading mathematicians of the 19th century. Larkin Clancy found out more about the life and work of a man who's often described as the father of the information age.
All computers use a special code called binary to represent digital information. Binary is a base 2 counting system, which means any number can be expressed using just two digits, 0 and 1.
When computers operate with numbers, they convert the numbers into binary, into 101.
Gary Maguire is Associate Professor in the School of Mathematical Sciences at UCD.
Every number can be written in binary, which is a representation of a number as a string of zeros and ones.
The binary language is based on a concept proposed in the mid-19th century by George Boole. He was the first professor of mathematics at University College Cork.
George Boole was born and reared in Lincoln in England, and he was a child prodigy. He was mostly self-taught, as it turns out, because from the age of about 14 or 15, he had to go and work as a teacher to support his family. Many of the self-taught mathematicians think in a sort of a different way. They're very original thinkers. Boole's most famous work is his book called An Investigation into the Laws of Thought. In that book, he lays down all the basics of Boolean algebra.
Boolean algebra uses mathematical language to deal with questions of logic.
He wanted to understand how the mind worked, and in particular how the logic of the mind works. So he started to think about how we do logical deductions, how we think about logical statements. And he realized that fundamentally every statement is true or false. There's a binary nature. There's a very simple statements which are true or false, and we can build up more complex statements from the simple statements, but again, those are true or false.
Eighty years later, Boole's ideas were applied to mechanisms and processes in the real world.
It was discovered in the 1930s that Boolean algebra could be used to model basic electronic circuits. A mathematician and engineer, Claude Shannon, in his master's thesis, probably the most famous master's thesis ever, he realized that basic electronic circuits were going to be made from switches which are either on or off. And that's the binary nature, zero or one, they're on or they're off. It all reduces down to Boolean logic, and that Boolean algebra is used to design circuits that will do more complicated things.
Using electrical switches to process logic is the concept that underlies all modern computers.
Modern electronic circuitry is based on Boolean logic and Boolean algebra. Those founders in the 1930s and 40s realized that Boolean algebra was exactly what was needed to construct circuits. And everything is now manufactured in that way. All the infrastructure we use is binary in all computers, which are nowadays everywhere. Cars, airplanes, phones, everything we use. Everything is built so that the Boolean algebra will work on it.
Larkin Clancy reporting there on the life and work of George Boole, whose contribution to mathematics provided the basis for modern computers. And this year, UCC, University College Cork, where he was a professor, is celebrating the bicentenary of his birth. The Boole 200 inaugural lecture will take place on Thursday, the 5th of February. Check out our website for details. And for people interested in brushing up on their 1916 history in advance of the centenary, a 10-week course is starting in Skerries. Details of these two events are on our website. And Joe O'Connor texts in to say a very good novel about Burke and Hare was published by Maurice Leach last year.